superstition, the god of divination and portent. I rule over a wide range of practice and belief. I presage and determine the future of lovers by omens and by signs. You don't believe? Listen to this story from the land of the rising sun.
Uchida, Uchida-san. Where are you, wretched nurse?
I'm coming, Toya, darling.
Very slow one. Do you not see that the sun has set?
Aye, the sun has set, and what then?
You are stupid and old, nurse. Do you then forget that tonight at the full moon is the hour of the oracle?
Why should I haste? The oracle can tell me not.
Not you, stupid one, but it shall speak to me.
So, what could it tell thee? No more than thy heart already knows that the young Lord Onoto loves thee.
Oh, you are so exasperating. Do hurry, Uchida-san. Take off these robes and dress me befitting when I ask the gods.
Why should the gods object to the garb of the geisha, to the vermilion kimono embroidered with dragons of gold, the golden obi and the scarlet fan, the puppies which flash like sparks of fire in thy hair?
How you tease, old one. Wait upon me, quickly.
The honorable gods better have a care, lest, like the young Lord Onoto, they fall in love with one who is lovelier than the sun goddess herself.
Do not jest, good nurse, for I fear the honorable gods look with displeasure upon my love for Onoto.
Why should the gods frown?
The Lord Onoto is so far above me as are the stars in the heavens.
Love is a leveler.
His family and his betrothed, the Lady Kiyomi.
Grieve not, little geisha. Love will find a way.
Nay, it is as the gods will it.
Therefore thou wouldst consult them?
Tonight, in the bubbles of my teacup, I will learn my fate.
Listen to the wisdom of your old nurse, child. One cannot divine human destiny from the bubbles in the teacup.
Oh, Chida-san.
I know it is a custom much practiced, but it is a foolish superstition whose origin is lost in the hazy legends of ancient Shintoism.
You speak irreverently, nurse.
The tea plant, according to an old Shinto legend, is said to have taken root and grown into a bush from the eyelids of the god Mitama. Grieved because he had fallen asleep during his eternal vigil over earthly lovers, he had plucked out his eyelids and thrown them upon the earth. The bubbles in the teacup are supposed to represent the never-sleeping eyes of Mitama, the all-knowing god of lovers. Later, superstition attributed these qualities to all the gods.
Nay, Uchida, I will listen to you no more. It is blasphemy to deny the omniscience of the gods. Hurry, irreverent one, lest the hour of the oracle is upon us.
He has not come. May I ask the esteemed Baron Koniko, since when is it the custom of Japan that a son does not heed the command of his parent?
My honorable kinsman, the Count Okumu, knows that my son, the Lord Onoto, being in the service of the Emperor, cannot answer the summons of his family at pleasure.
It seems that the young lord is purposely avoiding the family council, called to discuss his marriage to my niece, Kiyomi.
My son greatly esteems the honorable maiden, Kiyomi. He is fond of her, as a boy is fond of his playmate. For has he not known her since childhood?
Yes, but...
But my son is of the young Japan, and feels that the choosing of a wife should be left to him, and not to the family council.
It is the tradition of our country.
But these are the days of enlightenment. The spirit of the new Japan demands above all things that our youths must have a choice in their own heart affairs.
Even if his choice be, as rumor has it, a certain famous geisha?
Even then.
Geisha? It is against all traditions.
Geishas are mostly recruited from the honorable families of our land. It is unwarranted to cast a slur upon a profession honored by all intelligent Japanese. The geisha Toya is a highly talented maiden and the pride and darling of the entire nation. It is a daring assumption to despise her.
The Baron confuses the issue. I do not deny the virtues of the geisha Toya. But charming and desirable though she is, with her life, dancing little body, she is not meant by nature to be a mother to perpetuate a great race.
That we will leave for the gods to decide.
Will my honorable relation permit that I remove my unnecessary presence?
Well, why must you leave, Kiyomi?
Am I to stay and be humiliated listening to the praises of one of light and frivolous mind who has fascinated the Lord Onoto and his honorable father? I do not wish to marry Onoto, but I am not content to sit idly by when flicked aside because of a fleeting passion for a dazzling geisha.
Restrain yourself, my child. It is not the custom in Japan.
Aside to your stupid customs. The Honorable Baron has shown me the way. We will leave it for the gods to decide.
Now that the Honorable Kinsman has added to his knowledge of the spirit of our younger generation, let us have tea.
Toya-san? You have a caller.
At this hour?
It is the Lady Kiyomi.
Oh, bid her enter, nurse. Kiyomi. Welcome, August Lady. Your honorable presence brings happiness to my humble quarters. The Anden, Uchida.
Nay, do not trouble to bring light. The full moon is waxing over the water, and it is light enough.
Will the honorable visitor have music, dance?
My errand is not a frivolous one.
I pray you to be seated, honorable guest.
There is something I must speak to you about. Something that concerns my betrothed, the Lord Onoto.
I pray you speak. To repress the voice of the heart is to enchain the spirit.
I will ask you a question, geisha. Do you love the Lord Onoto?
You could not love him more than I.
You must give him up.
It is not for us mortals to give or take in love. That only is the prerogative of the gods.
Would you dare the gods?
We will accept what they decree.
So be it, geisha. The one in whose cup the bubbles rise and float, the gods elect to be Onoto's bride. The one in whose cup the bubbles rise and disappear, the gods reject.
Oh.
Do you fear the justice of the gods?
Refreshments are desirable for the honorable inside. Uchida, bring us tea.
And I shall not consent to this absurd marriage.
The honorable gods are pleased. My son will marry the maiden Toya.
Your gods lie.
Oh, Kiyomi, since when is it the custom?
Listen. I have been to the geisha house. The maiden Toya and I consulted the oracle in our teacups. It has spoken in the bubbles. Toya will not be the bride of Onoto. The gods have rejected her.
Oh, ridiculous. It is a foolish superstition.
Not to the lovesick geisha. She has elected to await her lover in the life beyond. Even as I left her, she prepared to robe herself in the garments of the dead. The gods are good. Honorable lover, here I bring thee my last prayer in this earthly life. I love thee, Onoto, with a love that will outlive eternity. Glorious will be the privilege to await thy coming, my beloved, and the thought gives me strength. Listen, beloved. Through the open balcony comes the song of the night, and in my heart there is peace. I go alone to await thy coming. Namu Amida Butsan.
Toya! Chaya, where are you?
Chaya, my child.
Chaya, nay, you must not. Darling, why did you not tell me?
Toya, my dear, chosen one of my beloved son. Wait, too long have I been neglectful of my duty. Toya, little moose me, will you honor me and the esteemed relations by becoming the wife of my son, the Lord Onoto?
Oh, you mean...
I sent for Onoto. When he arrives, we celebrate your wedding.
The Lady Kiyomi.
Okumo, speak to the child.
It was only a jealous quirk that made her come to you. You must believe me.
The oracle, the bubbles in the teacup.
An idle superstition, child.
My honorable kinsman forgets that the bubbles spoke truly in my cup.
Despite his championship for enlightenment, my esteemed relation is still steeped in the mire of Shinto traditions.
Nay, traditions are my honorable kinsman's hobby.
I am superstition. You don't believe, do you?